Okay, welcome to the thing. That reminds me of a video clip. I'm fascinated with historic video clips, as a lot of people are, but the kind of history I'm interested in is kind of different, I guess. I don't know. I like a lot of old rock and roll video from and film from the 50s to see how the music was, how it was perceived. It was very rockabilly, you know. And then there was a lot of Vegas, not a lot of Vegas, I shouldn't say that, a lot of showmanship thrown in. There was a group called the Bellhops, and they were in a movie, but the cat that was the lead singer, I don't remember his name, was really good, but the band presented itself in a schmaltzy kind of Vegas-y way. And I think they also hooked up with Jerry Lewis, and they were on his show. And I'm sure it was a good decision at the time. Maybe they made good bread. I don't know if they were selling any records or not. I know they actually made one record famous. Well, I don't know if they made it famous. I think they did Hound Dog before Presley did it. But then again, Coco Taylor did it too. Presley made it into a big hit. But so these cats, you know, look at these cats. They're all dressed like bellhops, and they're not really dressed. They're dressed in suits. But they had baritone sax, trumpet player, bass guitar, piano. Lead singer, you know, I don't know. They just missed on a couple of levels. I don't want to put them down because, God damn it, it's hard. You know, showbiz ain't easy, man. But there were high points in the band, you know. Anyway, look at this stuff, you know. But all right, having been said, I mean, I don't know about General Shaw continuing with his interview series. I was thinking I'd interview Steve Bozell. Nah. Well, what do you mean, nah? I don't know, man. God damn, Hendry. Let me see the character list again. Ted Compton. Oh, wait, Ted Compton. Let's see. This is the character list from April of 2024. Steve Bozell. Professor Emery Clayton has not been on in a while. And I want to tell you something, Phil. A lot of these clowns that I talk to, you know, you have... I love you, Phil. And I think you're an important man.
Thank you.
But I think some of these clowns that you get on... And they rewrite it. I don't get it. They talk about things. I think we need education now more than ever before.
Absolutely.
I think we have to have that. And when you come out...
Well, tell me. Let's see.
I heard a man here. Is this Bozell?
I'm Steve Bozell, sir.
You're Steve Bozell, right? Is he supposed to be?
Yeah.
Well, I do have him.
I think it would be funny if Professor Emery Clayton calls out Steve Bozell as a fucking moron for... thinking the Eiffel Tower was a commentary on his dick, and also the wad of mayonnaise on his face being looking like a money shot. So he's a Canyon Junior. Canyon. What is the name of the school that these guys are at? Canyon High School? It's not Canyon. It's North Canyon. It's LA Canyon. LA Canyon College. I think. Jesus, no, I don't know. Let me see. LA Canyon, I think, is the college I teach at. And I want to tell you something, because I think this is important. Log in.
You guys are really interesting, because you come on here. Where's Phil? Well,
Phil's not here. He's writing his show.
Writing his show.
It's a one-man.
It's a three-man or a one-man?
L.A. Canyon. Let's see if there's anything comes up under L.A. Canyon. It should. Yeah, it sure does. L.A. Canyon College. Studying Crystal. Okay, that was episode 235, episode 2019. What is this shit? What the fuck is this?
We're going to look at a show from
2014.
This is the world famous
sadness of what occurred in Oklahoma last night. I am outraged, as we all are. It is a gorgeous day here in Los Angeles, and I think we should all be thankful for that. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I understand that completely. But again, it is a sad day because of this botched execution and the suffering that Mr. Lockett went through.
I think that we are always mindful and...
What the fuck was that? All right, so it's L.A. Canyon. I'm happy to be on the program. I really am. And I want to thank Phil.
Well, I'm happy to have you. Now, Phil is considering having you on the show.
Having me on what show?
On his one-man show.
All right, Let me just, can I?
You're not interested.
I'm not interested in anything. I'm just happy to be here. But I saw Mr. Bozell here. But I saw this gentleman here. And forgive me, sir.
Steve Bozell.
I think Emery Clayton giving Steve Bozell shit is a very funny thing. So I think I'm going to explore that. Then, oh, look at this. I had voice to text on. Oh, Jesus. I had voice to text on this bitch. So let me just delete, motherfuckers. What the fuck is this? Is this all Monday the 26th? Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll keep that. Okay. Now, we were on the character list, weren't we? And I thought that was a good thing, too, that we went on the character list. All right. Tedville.
R.C. Collins, but, you know...
Lloyd Bonafide has just... Lloyd Bonafide has been subsumed by General Galen Shaw.
Ruben Ron Escobar.
Dave Oliver.
Okay, Brass Villanueva, okay. Bobby Dooley. This is Dr. Jim Sadler.
I think Emery Clayton should give shit to both Sadler and Bozell. Art Gray Larry Grover.
Hi, I'm Larry Grover.
I'm Gloria.
Yeah. Jack Armstrong, Kurt Queedy, and Guy Barton.
Guy Barton, he talked like this.
That's right. And Kurt was one of these, almost like he's from Louisiana. We had him in West Virginia.
You know, G. Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. All right. I think we're going to have Bozell, and then we're going to have, he's going to give shit to Dr. Jim Sadler. Bozell and Sadler, Professor Emery Clayton.
This is Professor Emery Clayton, and I am very grateful that Phil has asked me to host this portion of his, what you call a podcast, right?
It's called a podcast, yeah.
Now, I hope I'm not...
No, it's fine. One's enough for me.
I thought I was preempting you, General.
No, not at all.
All right. General Galen Shaw is here. Margaret Gray. Margaret, how are you?
I'm very good, Professor.
I teach at L.A. Canyon College. I teach history. I teach American classical. I teach European and American history. I teach 20th century history, all right, because that's a pivotal time in the history. Now, they have asked me to do some interviews here. Now, I understand that Mr. Henry is doing a... I understand Mr. Henry is doing what?
I think he's doing a... whatever you call it.
A one-man show.
General Shaw should keep on hosting, I think. I think that's better.
I think that's better. You know? Don't you? I do. I know I do. Do you? I do, too.
This is the General Galen Shaw Show, yeah. This is the General Galen Shaw Show. Bud Dittman on trombone. On
trombone?
What do you call that? I'm sorry, on trombone. On bone.
On the bone? God damn. Yeah.
How can you say yeah when you're blowing the trombone?
Oh, wow.
When you're blowing the trombone, how can you say...
Everyone knows you can't talk with a mouthful.
Watch it.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. I don't know what we're going to do here, but we're going to try to do it. Professor Clayton, though, you can bring on Steve Bozell and you'll have Professor Emery Clayton.
Well, I brought on Professor Emery Clayton. Now, you do not have time. I do not have time. No, I do not have any time to be on any sort of clown show.
Well, it's not a clown show. Well, Mr. Henry is going to be on stage there at Theater West, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Well, I don't want to be any part of it. And I know that Mr. Henry clowns, and he's got a clown act. I'm not...
All right, fine.
Shit. Let me tell you something. I've worked my ass off.
We're going to get into more of these characters that we don't get into all that much, you know. And I mean... Okay. Anyway...